12 o'clock. Now, we're in the middle of the Foster Care Fortnight at the moment, a campaign which aims to raise awareness of the ways that fostering can help transform lives. Recent figures suggest that whilst there are over 5,000 children living with foster families, there are still more than 600 foster carers needed right across Scotland. So, could better financial rewards for carers work as a way to attract more people to consider fostering? Are foster carers paid enough for the job that they do? I want to hear more from you on this. If you've fostered or been fostered, do give us a call, 08085 92 95 00, or you can text, as always, on 80295. If you've never thought about fostering, what would be the right amount of money that it would take for you to think about it? Here to tell us more about their experience are two generations of the Christie family who've opened their hearts and their homes to foster children throughout the years. Thomas Christie and Paul Christie, both here to tell us what they think. Thomas, how did you get involved in fostering?
Well, 9 years ago, I was made redundant and I wanted to take a different angle and a different career. And I took a bit of time out after I got made redundant for about a year. And it just happened right out of the blue. I seen this fostering advert on the computer and I read about it. I really got interested in it and I spoke to my wife about it. And she says, we'll have a go. And I looked at various agencies and local councils and decided on one. And 7 months later, I got registered as a foster carer, me and my wife.
So there was never any burning need to look after children, to give them lots and lots of care. It was just literally, you had maybe been made redundant and you thought, I need something else to do.
Well, that's right. But my circumstances were correct at the time. Both my kids had left and I had two spare rooms, which was ideal for a fostering situation. I was actually thinking about doing a bit of bed and breakfast at the time.
And, it's a massive leap from bed and breakfast to fostering.
And through the accommodation thing, the advert for fostering popped up, and this is where I got the idea. Mm-hmm. And so 9 years later, I'm still doing it. I thoroughly enjoy it. I'm glad I did it, just to make a change in some of these kids' lives. It's very, very rewarding.
And I rudely didn't introduce you, Jean. You're Thomas's wife.
Yes.
Yes. What did you think when he turned around and went, how do you, you know, our children have left, we've got a couple of spare bedrooms, want to take on a few more?
It was a bit daunting to start with, but when I thought about it and looked into it, it sounded a good idea. I thought it would fit in with our life.
And children are an awful lot of hard work. And I suppose by the very nature of foster care, the foster kids come into your door will have certain needs. So when you do finally get rid of older children, you get a bit of space and time back in your home to take on somebody else's children. That's a big ask.
Yes, it is. And can be a bit scary at times because you're responsible for them and you've got to answer not just to yourself about the care for them. You've got to answer to authority and their parents. So, it works in fine.
And you're still enjoying it. Paul, yes. I want to bring you in here just before we go off to the travel. You grew up in this household, surrounded by foster kids. What was it like growing up with it?
So the two young boys that are in my mum and dad's family just now, they were introduced when I left home. But they have been involved in the family since I've been relatively young, since I've been a young teenager. And it's just the nature of the type of family that we are. We're a very social family. You know, the house is always like a hub of activity. So it wasn't that alien to... It would actually have been more alien not to have the buzz of children around the house. So it's, you know, it's the two kids have fitted in naturally in the mum and dad's lifestyle. And they brought a lot of rewards, not just to mum and dad, but also my family and the extended friends and family circle that we have. So it was natural. Very natural.
I know that you've gone into what's now becoming swiftly a family business, but we'll talk to you after the travel, because I know Teresa's raring to go. Teresa, what have you got?
Thanks, Laura.